This is Texans Reloaded 2014 Draft, presented by Papa John's.
Texans Reloaded returns, and joining me now is John Harris. He's our Texans analyst, just joined the crew recently. You can hear his work on Texans Radio on HoustonTexans.com. You look like you're in one piece, my friend.
We made it. We all made it through, man. Three long days. I'll tell you this, Drew, if they go to 4 days next year, it's going to be tough to get through. I mean, 2 days was okay. 3 days is pushing it. 4 days is way too much. But I think in the end, Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien did a fantastic job with this draft, Drew.
Yeah, let's talk about day three in particular. They start things out with that fourth-round pick. It's a compensatory pick, and they get their quarterback in Tom Savage. How soon do you think he sees meaningful action?
Well, I think it's all about whether he gets up to speed with the playbook cerebrally. I think that's the biggest thing. How fast is he going to pick this all up? And, you know, this guy's been through some adversity. I don't think Bill's going to throw anything at him that he's not ready to face. And Greg Schiano, when he was at Rutgers, Greg Schiano was his head coach. The one thing he pointed out about Tom Savage is this guy is tough. He's a competitor, and he's tough. And those are two things I know that Bill O'Brien was looking for, and not just a quarterback, but every single player that this team was bringing through the draft.
You know, the next two picks after Savage, they address the offensive backfield. They get a running back in Alfred Blue. They get a fullback in Jay Prosh. But you can't just pigeonhole those two guys to right. Those two positions, and you got to include special teams as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the key when you start thinking fourth round and down. You know, I'll start with Jay Prosh. We were at the Senior Bowl together, and the one thing that stood out to me at the Senior Bowl was he was actually able to show more than the fullback skills right. That he showed at Auburn. They did not give him the ball. They didn't throw him the ball at Auburn. They made him block, and he opened holes for Trey Mason, and he was a hammer and is a hammer in the blocking in the run game. But at the Senior Bowl, he's able to show his athleticism, catching the ball into the backfield. He really did a nice job, and I think that's really where he started to get some love as more than just a fullback. Alfred Blue does not have a lot of tread off the tire. He didn't even share carries with Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill was the bona fide starter. He only carried the ball 71 times, but he's 6'2", 6'3", 220 pounds with good speed. Maybe he's a guy like Arian Foster that, you know, did get some carries at Tennessee, but his senior year, his carries were down a little bit. We've seen that. Willie Parker was a guy at North Carolina many, many years ago. Didn't carry the ball a lot at North Carolina. Was an undrafted free agent. Went to Pittsburgh and was key when Pittsburgh made a championship run. So Blue is ready to go down on special teams. He can get some of those backup carries. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. But he's a good athlete. And you can't have enough of those, especially guys, like you said, Drew, that can run down on special teams.
You know, you can almost mirror what you said about those two guys with the final two guys that the Texans picked in the secondary there. What's your take on those?
Well, Andre Howell was one of my favorite players all along, and it started last year as a junior. I really loved his all-round game, but it was the opener against Ole Miss where he faced Dante Moncrief, who went in the second round to the Indianapolis Colts. And Andre Howell is 5'10", 5'11", if he's lucky, but he threw a blanket over Dante Moncrief. I mean, it was fantastic because Moncrief was one of my favorites, and to see what Howell did, and he did throughout the year in the SEC, I loved him, and I think getting him that late in the draft was fantastic. And Lonnie Ballantyne, a guy 6'3", 220, Pete Bomarito, who runs Bomarito Sports, where Lonnie was working out, said he's got the best work ethic we have ever seen. In all the years we've prepared draft picks, he has got the best work ethic you're ever going to find. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's 6'3", 220, he runs a 4'4". So that doesn't hurt things. So you know what? If he doesn't get on the field as a safety this year, but he just runs down to special teams, look, we've seen special teams the last few years be an issue for this team. The more athletes you get, the more that can run down, bigger, faster, stronger, and make plays, the better off you're going to be. It all is a domino effect. But I think those two guys will get on the field, and they'll at a minimum, get to camp and compete and push these guys in front of them and see whether Andre Howell can be the nickel corner, to see whether Lonnie can be the third safety, or even push Kendrick Lewis and Chris Clements to be the starting safety on this team. You don't always want to have a rookie back there in the secondary, but you know what? If he deserves the job, Romeo Crennel will put him back there at 6'3", 220 and let him make plays.
You always learn when John Harris speaks. John, thanks so much for the time. And now we got to catch up and learn a little bit more about the man at number one, Jadeveon Clowney. We had him wired for sound on his journey to Houston.
We are part of the Houston Texans.
Welcome to Texas, sir.
Thank you, John.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you, man.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Good job.
Thank you. What's going on, man? Appreciate it, man. You, thank you.
Welcome to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Houston. How was everything? How was the flight?
It was all right. Okay. I sleep most of the time. I'm glad y'all picked me, man. Oh.
You just don't know.
And you're sweating a little bit, huh?
What? I was like, hey, man, pick me, I'm going to go crazy. No, I want to play H-Town.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Proud of you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you. That's my Puma. They gave me so much stuff when I was in New York. Y'all get in first. Come on.
You guys go ahead.
Let's slide right here. Hey, how y'all doing? I know it's going to be a great adventure for me as I begin my journey into the NFL.
It's a very, very big deal for our organization to add a man of his character, a man of his abilities.
I'm just ready to get going with these guys right here and let them show me my way through the NFL. This is a dream come true for me.
Fascinating journey when you are a number one draft pick, but how about the two guys most responsible for making that happen? General Manager Rick Smith, Head Coach Bill O'Brien sat down with Mark Vandermeer right after the draft concluded and explained the entire process.
Rick, Friday night when rounds 1 through 3 were in the books, you said, hey, I like the draft, but there's an obvious need we haven't taken care of yet. How hard is that to wait and really have the discipline to stick to your board?
Well, that's the word that you use. It's discipline. You've got to, you know, we talk all the time about how we value and rank our board, and we try to do that independent of need and independent of any other outside, you know, influences. And then as the draft progresses, you've got to really try to stick to your guns. And, you know, when you've got a guy like Bill who has come into this process new but really from the beginnings understood that importance of that premise. And so as we kind of worked through the course of the weekend, it was nice to have a partner that was sitting there that was just as disciplined as I try to be and reminding me at times we need to stay true to the board, and if we do, it'll fall the right way.
Bill, your perspective on that, because you said this offseason, we're going to draft a quarterback, we just don't know when, and you finally did in the fourth round.
Well, again, I you know, not to repeat what Rick said, I think it was a very interesting process for me to be a part of, you know, to come into a draft process that really I've doing it for my first time and able to watch how he does things, how he organizes the scouts, and how he organizes the evaluations and how we do things. And, you know, we did. We stuck to our board, and we always ask about, look, is this guy a Houston Texan-type player? Is he a guy that's going to fit, you know, the way that we want to play football, the way that we want to be in the community, the way that we want to act in the building, the way that we want to lift weights and all those different things. So I think, you know, that's what we did.